This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Recording in.
Okay, good night, Rav Shabbos, Rabbi Isai. We're continuing in our series on Tefillah. Our series on Tefillah is dedicated by our dear friend Rabbi Tzal Rose and family, L'zeich HaNishmas Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, and the Shamash Shehav and Aliyah. We thank them for dedicating this year's Shirim on Tefillah. We're continuing in Ahava Rabba. And this week, I would like to focus on a particular phrase in Ahava Rabba that I've been thinking about. We say, Ba'avor avoisenu shabatchu v'cha v'atelamedem chukei chayim. We refer to this Torah as statutes of life. Now, we tend to think that the word chayk means a law with no rationale. Now, we know there are chukim in the Torah, but they're also edos, they're also mishpatim. And yet in Ahava Rabba, we refer to the entire Torah as chukim. When we daven for Torah, we say, Ribbono Shel'Olam, help us understand the Torah. We refer to the Torah as chukei chayim. Chasam Sofer explains that fundamentally all the mitzvahs are chukim. Because if we were to supply rationale for the mitzvahs, then we should have the easy shmeezy guide for the Torah. It would say all the mitzvahs, and we would know all the reasons, and we would read through it 3 or 4 times, and we'd be familiar with it, and we wouldn't have to really learn it in depth. For example, let's say we would learn don't eat pig, because pig is poison. But now we can make a calculation. Pig is poison. But what if we eat it together with Brussels sprouts? Because Brussels sprouts, people think, make you live longer. So now we'll eat the two together, and then you'll be okay. Or we'll mix it together with alfalfa, or with kale. So if a person's going to supply rationale to the Torah, then you could flip the whole Torah on its head. So for example, you say, why are you not allowed to have a nevela? Because it died out of illness. It's not healthy. But if I kill an animal, maybe it's not a nevela. It's usher to carry on Shabbos because it's heavy. So then I'm not allowed to carry on my shoulder in my house. And I'm allowed to carry feathers in the Rosh Harabim. But now that we view the Torah as chukim, beloy tam, it's like a statute that the king legislated. We say it doesn't matter what the rationale is, we keep it irrespective. So now we have no alternative. Now we understand. We have to analyze the Torah with Yud Gimel Midos Shatayr Nireshes Behem, because only then can we extract the correct halachas the way the king wants it. So we say, Ba'avor avoseinu shabatcho v'chav atalamdem chukei chayim. Chukei daika. So too you should endow us. That's what we daven. Shenishmar chukecha ba'olam hazeh. But as we're going to see, there's another interpretation of why when it comes to tefillah, we say, Ba'avor avoseinu shabatcho v'chav atalamdem chukei chayim. The first thing we need to know is we say, Chemla gedoyla viseracha malta aleinu. Chemla. Friends, is chemla a common word in the Chumash? Does it even say the word chemla in the Tanakh? Chemla is found in the Torah only 2 times. One time when the Bas Paroi sees baby Moshe floating in the Nile. Vatachmol alav. Number 2 in Parshas Re'eh. By the seducer who convinces people to serve Avodah Zarah, it says, Loi soiv eloi, v'loi sishma elav, v'loi sachos einecha alav, v'loi sachmael. Chemla refers to rachamim, when you flip midas hadin into midas rachamim. So you know what chemla is? Chemla is, really there should be midas hadin, and it's transformed to me the Sarachamim. Paroi decreed every male child should be thrown into the Nile. But Vatach Malalav, she was Mahapich Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim. Here you have a Mesis. And Alpidin, you might have a Tzad Zuchus. You might want to look into some kind of redeeming factor in the case. No, the Torah says, Loi Sachmal, don't turn Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim. Leave it on Midas Hadin. Ain't Tayan in Lamesis. So we say, Ahava Rabba, Ahav Tanu, Chemla Gedoyla Visera Chamalta Aleinu. There have been periods in Jewish history that really we should have forgotten the Torah out of our own negligence. How many times in our history has there been an abandonment of the Torah? So really, Chas V'Shalom, the Torah should have been long forgotten. But Hashem was Chemla Gedoyla Chamalta Aleinu. And Hashem turned the Midas Hadin to Midas Harachamim, and He gave us Gedoyleu Ma'orei Hadoyrois, great leaders, great teachers, great Chachamim, who restored the Torah to us, and they ensured the Torah would never be forgotten. But the fact that we invoke Chemla means that Midas Hadin should have dictated that the Torah should have been forgotten. But Hashem Chamalto Aleinu. Avinu Malkeinu. When do we ever say Avinu Malkeinu in davening? We never say it. Except the tefillah of Avinu. When do we ever say Avinu Malkeinu? Avinu? Avinu Malkeinu? You say, of course, we say it every day. You never say it. When do you ever say it? You don't say the words Avinu Malkeinu. Maybe on a tainus you say it.
Yeah.
No. When do you say it? Never. Never. Jews don't say it. Maybe Eskimos say it. Not Jews. We never say, no, one time we say Avinu Malkeinu. When? When we ask Hashem for Torah. Says Reb Schwab, why do we say Vatalamdem Chukei Chayim? Isn't a Chayk a mitzvah that has no rationale? Nope. Chayk has another meaning. Shlomo HaMelech says, Hatrifeni Lechem Chuki. Feed me the bread of my allotment. That means bread is something which is set. Bread is called Chayk. Something you need to take daily, that gives a person standing on their feet. It's an allotment. You got to wake up in the morning, you daven, and you got to eat bread. If you don't eat bread, the Gemara says, you're missing 13 things every day. You're going to be in a bad mood. You're going to hate people. You're going to be jealous. Bread is mevatel 13 bad things. That's why the media is very against bread. How do you know how important bread is? Because the media doesn't like it. Anyway, you can't live without it. Lechem chuki. So too, we can't live without Torah mitzvahs. In that sense, Torah is chuki chayim. It's the allotment of life. It's our daily portion that we have no standing without. We say, Kein Techaneinu. Chein is a gift from God. Chein. Techaneinu. Matas Elokim. It's a spiritual endowment. Kein Techaneinu. So when we ask Hashem, please pour down the Matana of Das, Lahavinu, Lahaskel, we say, Kein Techaneinu. We understand it's a gift. It's Hanaka Ruchnias. That's why we say, Ata Choinein Li Adam Das. We don't say, Kain titnenu. We don't say Kain titnenu. It's not a. It's a grant. It's a spiritual bequeathing. What does it got to do with bitachin? Ba'avra v'seinu shabbat chuvacha. That's why Hashem taught them Torah, because they have bitachin. What does bitachon have to do with learning? If you amel, if you put in the effort, you'll learn. What does it have to do with bitachon? The answer is, how can a human being expect, with a cerebrum and a cerebellum, with blood and tissue, basar v'dam, how could a basar v'dam expect to understand the wisdom of God, of the Creator? What kind of audacious expectation is that? How could anybody ever think that they could understand the Torah? Das el yoyna, divrei elikim chayim. But if Hashem gave us a Torah, and He commanded us, v'higi sabayomim v'layla, we have bitachain, that if we learn, and we're amel, even though, what are we? Ma'anu mechayenu. We're just basar v'dam. How can we expect to understand the wisdom of Shamayim? But we have bitachain, that if we put in amelus, v'hoher einenu b'sayrasecha, Hashem's going to help us. If a person says, yagati, I put an effort and I didn't find, we don't believe him. Because we have bitachain, that Hashem will help such a person. Why do Chazal say yagati u'matsasi? Why is it called a metzia? Metzia is something you forget about, and all of a sudden you find it. So you can't try to find a metzia. You know, it's like when I lose something. You know, people ask, when was the last time you had it? You know, if I knew the last time I had it, I would go there and find what I lost. I have no idea. Right? So you can't try to find the metzia. I'm gonna try to find the lost object. It's lost. How are you supposed to try to find it? The answer is the reward for the effort to achieve Torah is Hashem gives you a metzia, and He reveals to you the treasure house of the Torah. But without yigia, if a person learns Torah easily, let the person sits back and he has a lemonade and he has a few ice cubes and he's laying back and he's learning. It's not learning. He's just reading it. It's not Torah. And if he gives an answer and he says a chiddush, it's just chatter. It has no chashivas. And even if it sounds nice, it basically, he guessed well, he's kesuma ba'aruba. And the more a person recognizes that really naturally there is no way for a human being to understand chachmas elokis, but the Ribbono Shel Olam says, if you put in the requisite amelus and effort, I will give you a gift. That's why bitachon is needed. And then we say, Avinu avarachaman hamerachim rachim aleinu. We say four expressions of rachamim. Avinu, number one. Ha'av harachamon, number two. Hamerachim, number three. Rachim aleinu. This, of course, is a bracha for hatzlach in learning. There are four elements of learning. Pshat, remez. Drush and side. So you have pshat, which is a simple interpretation. Drush are the drushes of Chazal that they learned. They're medayek, from words, from letters. Remez, gematrios. And the highest level is side. It's like a person's body. On the outside, he has skin. That's the pshat. It's what you see on the outside. When you take off the skin, you see there's flesh. There's muscle. That's the drush. That's the real strength. Then you see their bones. That's remez. And under the bones, the inner organs, those are the secrets of the Torah. Therefore, they were mesakein avinu pshat of harachamon drush hamerachim remez rachim aleinu side, and we say v'sein b'libeinu. We You say, V'sein b'libeinu, we want Hashem to give us in its fullness. Lahavin. What does lahavin mean? Lahavin means havanas haneshama, to understand the soul of the matter. To be able to extrapolate the way the Nevi'im understood, the way Balei Ruach HaKodesh understood. But if we can't understand it on that level, ulahaskel. Lahaskel refers to remez. Lishmaya. What does it mean, Lishmaya? Oh, Lishmaya means, you know, that the volume of the Rebbe is loud enough that it could hear my eardrum. No. You ready for this interpretation of Lishmaya? You remember the pasuk, Vayelech Ruvain Vayishkav es Bila. Ruvain went and he lay with Bila. We don't know what he did exactly. But the pasuk says, Vayishma Yisrael. Yisrael heard. So what did he do? The Torah doesn't say what he did. Vayishma Yisrael! Yisrael heard. So what did he do? He didn't do anything. So why does it say he heard? What it means he heard, it means it, he heard it in such a way that it became established in his system that he'll never forget it. Vayishma means to hear something and you'll never forget it for the rest of your life. When you hear a shir, that shir needs to be etched in your mind forever. Did I once hear? No, if you once heard and you don't remember, you didn't hear it. No, you didn't hear it. Remember, did I once hear? If you're not sure if you heard it, you never heard it. Because the definition of hearing is that it should be etched in your consciousness forever. That's what Shema is. How do we know that's what it means, Vayishma Yisrael? Because at the very end of Yaakov's life, he turns to Reuven. Ki alisa mishkevei avicha. Reuven said, what? How do you know? You never said anything to me about that. Oh, Reuven understood that when he did the Maisa, and it says, Vayishma Yisrael. Vayishma means he heard forever. And that's why at the end of his life he critiqued him on it. That's Shmia Amitis, says Rav Schwab. Shmia Sheina Arois. Listening that's not temporary. That's impossible to be forgotten. V'sein b'libeinu l'shmaya. That when we should hear Torah, it should make a roishem that will never, ever, ever be erased. And unfortunately, we know we hear Torah, and sometimes we don't remember it the next day. That's the request, Lishmaya. Now you know what we're asking for. Another meaning. Reb Schwab says a personal story. So when he came to America, he needed to get around. He went on the trolley car. Tes Reish Aleph Lamed Yud, car, Kuf Aleph Reish. And now back in Europe, you go on the trolley, you sit down, you don't put money in anything. After a few minutes, the guy came around and he collected your money and he gave you a ticket. Not in America, sir. In America, you got to put a nickel in the pushka there in the front. Schwab never saw anything like that. So he thought, like in England, you know, you get into the car and then somebody would come around and he would be mistoivev and collect the money and give you the ticket. So I went on the trolley car and I didn't pay. And I hear the driver screaming, sir, sir, he's screaming at me. But the thing is, I didn't speak English. And I didn't know he was speaking to me. So the guy taps me on the shoulder and he says in Yiddish, hey, kid, you forgot to pay. He said, nickel, the box. Huh? Nickel? What's a nickel? Box? What's a box? I don't know, Mazda nickel. I don't know what you're talking about. So then somebody started screaming, stop fighting and pay the fare. So I took out my wallet and the guy pointed, what's a nickel? He pointed to the box. I was so ashamed, says Reb Schwab, I got off at the next stop and I took another trolley to where I was going. Says Reb Schwab, I heard the words of the trolley driver. I heard the words of the person driving. But I had no idea it was directed to me. You know what Lishmaya means? Do you understand that when you're reading Torah, the Torah is talking to you? But we are so thick-skulled that we could say the pasuk, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha, you should love God. And we're thinking, yeah, everyone really needs to love God. But we don't even think, now is when I have to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of loving God. It's not talking to Reuven, it's not talking to Shimon, it's talking to me. But we are not Lishmaya. That V'yahavta is not going on anyone else, he's talking to you. You, pal, you got to put the nickel in the box. We hear the parsha. And we hear Ribbono Shel Olam challenging Avram. We say, yeah, Hashem is challenging Avram. The pasuk is talking to you. But we're not Lishmaya. We read the words V'ahavta and we say, yeah, Jews should really love God. Now the Chafetz Chaim says you're not to eat in the morning until you can verify that you're mekayim the mitzvah of Avas Hashem today. And if you forgot to do it during Shema, you need to say, I love you Hashem, before you go home and eat breakfast. Lishmaya refers to the drush. And if you don't understand the drush, at least lilmaid, the pshat. Ulilamed. You know who has to be melamed? Yeah, people really have to be melamed. No, you have to be lelamed. You. Every Jew has an obligation lelamed. Has an absolute chiyuv d'oraisa lelamed. Do I have to say pitim haktoras from a klaf? I don't know. It doesn't say that in halacha. But you know what it does say? That you have to teach Torah. People have all these things that they're worried. You know, should I do it? Should I not do it? First, let's try to do what it says in the Kriya Shema. That a Jew has to teach Torah. Who do you have to teach to? Start with your wife. Start with your husband. Start with your children. And you move on from there. You'll move on to the guy next to you in Shul. But there's Lelamed. You ask Hashem every day to help you be Melamed. Lishmar. We think Lishmar means to keep the mitzvah. But then we say Lakayim. And we say Lasos. What does Lishmar mean? Lishmar means Ushmartem. Chazal always say Zu Mishnah. Lishmar means to preserve your Torah learning by reviewing and reviewing and reviewing and reviewing and reviewing. The Lasos is to do. The Iker is performance. Ulekayim. Lekayim is a lashon of tekuma. Last week we learned from Lekaf Achayim. Lekayim means to support Torah. Reb Schwab says ulekayim is raising something up and putting it back on its proper pedestal. Sometimes it's very hard to mekayim a mitzvah. It's easier to forsake it. Sometimes you even have to be moiser nefesh to mekayim. But when the Jew rises up over all impediments and he's mekayim a mitzvah, he raises up the mitzvah from the garbage heap. Ulekayim. There might be certain things, you know, that fall by the wayside. Maybe in my shul, you know, people treat talking by davening a little bit leniently. No, I'm going to be mekayim it. I'm going to raise it up on the pedestal that it should be. I'm going to tell everyone at my table that, come on, the Jewish people are in sakana today. Our defense system is the shul. From now on, there's no talking here. You're mekayim the Torah. You're taking something that fell by the wayside and you're raising it up to the pedestal it's supposed to be on. I'm going to go to my rabbi and I'm going to say, you know, I think now's the time we should make a rule that people should not bring their phones into the Beis HaKnesses. It never should have been there in the first place. But it fell into the garbage. So bring it back to the pedestal it should be on. That's what it means ulakayim. There are certain things that they sometimes fall into disuse or to unimportance. Put them back on the pedestal they should be on. That's ulakayim. We'll continue Bez Hashem next week. I wish everyone a wonderful Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.